Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. But this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, we thank God for this day that he's made. We thank God for you, you, and you. We thank God for all his goodness and mercy that he has bestowed upon us. Don't you thank him for it today? I know you do. Praise God. Praise God. Let us praise the Lord. Oh, you can sing a song too if you want to, but just be glad in it today. The sun is shining bright at this time. Thank God for the sunshine. Thank God for everything that he's given us, red rain, sunshine, or what. We just thank God for it, you know. That's all belong to him. And we glorify him this day. Yes, we do. And I want you to know that we love you. Give us a call, 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. Give us a call, if you will. Today, we have a pleasant surprise for you today, so call your friends. Call all of them, those you know. Call them. If you don't know them, call them anyhow. Praise God and tell them I got something I want you to listen to. And listen, say you'll be blessed by it, okay? Very a surprise today. Yes, yes, we do thank God for it today. Don't you thank God for it? Yeah, you don't even know what it is, do you? But you thank God, don't you? Amen.
You thank God.
Because it's all good. It's all good. You hear what I'm saying? You know we ain't going to give you nothing that ain't good. That's all I can tell you. We're not going to give you nothing that ain't good. It's either good for you or good to you. Any way you want to use it. Amen. Praise our God. Ain't God good? I tell you, it's a pleasure. All right, here is our prayer warrior. You're going to pray right now. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of kings and Lords of lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. We say thank you. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, Lord Father, being able to do, Lord Father, for others other than ourselves, Lord Father. We thank you for this day, Lord Father, that wasn't promised to us, Lord. We thank you for this gift. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness, Lord, and those that we're praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And, Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you this day, Lord, Father, as we continue, Lord, Father, to thank you, Lord, Father, for just hearing and answering prayers, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for your goodness and your mercy, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for favor right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor Williams' daughter, Lord, Father. We ask that you continue to touch her right now, Lord, Father, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord, Father, as we speak healing to her body in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Shirley, Lord Father. Thank you right now for bringing her out of the hospital, Lord. Father, you know her situation, Lord. And Father, we ask that you touch her, Lord Father. Touch her mind. Touch her body as well, Lord Father, as we pray, Lord Father, for her salvation and her healing right now in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Paul Gay, Lord Father. We ask you to continue to touch him right now, Lord Father. Father, we don't know if he had his back surgery, Lord Father, but if we did, Lord Father, we thank you for bringing him through it, Lord Father, and healing his body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Continue to touch the back and his hip right now in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Miss Lynn right now, Lord Father, asking you to intervene on her behalf, Lord. Father, you know the situation that she is dealing with, Lord Father, and we thanking you and glorifying you, Lord Father, knowing, Lord Father, that you are God Almighty and nothing is too hard for you, Lord. Father, we thank you and glorify you in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor Williams, Lord Father, as we continue, Lord Father, to pray for a kidney for her, Lord Father. Father, strengthen her, Lord Father, as she go through dialysis and all those, Lord Father, that are going through dialysis, Lord Father, have to do chemo, radiation, Lord Father. You know them, Lord Father. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Touch Yvonne Talbot, Houston Taylor, Father. Touch Vicky and Ruthie right now, Lord Father, and Thomas Felton, Lord Father. Those that have cancer right now, Lord Father. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. As we speak healing to their bodies right now, Lord Father, letting your will be done, Lord Father. Strengthen them and those that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, Lord Father. Let them this day, Lord Father, repent. Turn from their wicked ways, Lord Father. And Father, seek you, Lord, as their Lord and Savior, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, knowing that you're bigger than cancer. You're bigger than HIV. Lord Father, you're bigger than any sickness, Lord Father, in this world, Lord Father. Father, for you send your only begotten Son, Lord Father, not just to die on the cross for our sins, Lord Father, but each stripe on his back that he took, Lord Father, was for sickness and disease, Lord Father. So, Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your healing virtue right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Denisha, Lord Father, asking you to touch her mind right now, Lord Father. Let her call upon you, Lord Father. Look on her mother, Patrice, Lord Father God. Father, touch right now in the name of Jesus. Touch them both, Lord Father. Father, you know what they're dealing with, what they're about to go through, Lord Father. Father, we say have your way right now in Jesus' name, Lord Father. We speak, Lord Father, life and that more abundantly, Lord Father, knowing, O God, that no day is promised to us, Lord Father. Every day is a gift, Lord Father. Father, the use of our limbs, Lord Father, our senses, Lord Father, to the very air that we breathe, Lord Father, is a gift. And we take it not for granted, Lord Father. Father, many wake up in judgment right now, Lord Father. Many, Lord Father, has to use a breathing machine, Lord Father, to keep them going, Lord Father. Many don't have the use of their limbs, Lord Father. So we thank you this day, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for how you continue to bless us, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, we glorify, we magnify you this day, Lord Father. Father, we pray right now, Lord Father God, for our leaders right now, Lord Father, the fivefold ministry, Lord Father, covering it under the blood, Lord Father, your mouthpiece of God, those men and women that stand in flat-footed upon the word, Lord Father. Father, not watering it down, Lord Father, not taking out nor adding in, but saying what thus say the Lord, Father. Father, cover them under the blood right now from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet. Father, as we continue to ask you to keep that hedge of protection round about them, Lord Father, strengthen them right now, Lord Father. Father, those that are ready to give up, Lord Father, we speak strength, Lord Father. Let them remember your word, Lord Father, when you say you will never leave them nor forsake them, Lord Father. Father, that you are right there with them, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord. Heavenly Father, I hold before you my apostle, my bishop, my pastor, Sharon and George, Lord Father, as I plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, Lord Father, as we continue to speak healing, Lord Father, as you continue to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate them, Lord Father. Continue to give them the strength that they need within you, Lord Father. And I thank you, Lord Father, for all that you're doing, have done, and about to do for them right now, Lord Father. Father, bless them in a mighty and a special way, Lord Father. We thank you for all that you're doing, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast right now, canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, Lord Father. And we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. We speak healing and deliverance today, Lord Father. Break the chains of the mind, of the hearts right now, Lord Father. Unstop deaf ears right now, Lord Father. Father, today, Lord Father, may have the ears to hear and the heart to receive the word as it come forth today, Lord Father. Oh, Father, we bless you. We magnify you, Lord. Holy Spirit, take control right now, Lord. Holy Spirit, we welcome you on this broadcast. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen again. Praise the Lord. Now, if you didn't hear your name called, it means you didn't call us to give us your name. 347-857-3925. If you desire for us to call your name as we pray. All right, we're looking for to hear from you now. Okay, 347-857-3925. Thank you. Amen. We're going to give you a small word today. Okay. Our moments spent in vesper prayers decreased the load of earthly cares. Our moments spent in vesper prayers decreased the load of earthly cares. You can decrease them cares that you got today. All right? We thank God for you today. We thank God for just being here. We thank God for what he already done. We thank God for Sister Diane. We thank God for Bishop Porter. And we thank God for you, you, and you. On the other end, we appreciate you. We want you to know, everyone that take time to listen, and I know this is your holiday weekend, and you don't want to listen today because you got to do what you want to figure out what you going to do. Okay, let me tell you. I'll tell you what you're going to do. Listen to this broadcast, and it'll help you. Help you with all the things that you got planned. It will help you as you listen to this broadcast, because above everything else that you put in front of it, Jesus is the only answer to your cares, your problems, and situations, whatever they may be, you know. And think about it. It's going to be a lot of wildcats out there, up and down these highways, streets, on the plains and everywhere. And listen, you got to know, should you go today, should you go this weekend, should you go to wherever you got planned to go, is there anything that will harm me waiting for me? See, think about it, you know. And as I always say, what did God say about the whole situation? What did he say about you going?
Okay, now.
What did he say about you catching the plane, driving a car, whatever? What did he say about it? Huh? Have you stopped long enough to ask him? Just stop long enough to ask him before you take off and you got to go over here to this barbecue and that barbecue. And you got to, you know, go and got to have all this party over here. And, oh, I ain't seen you for a year, you know, and all that good stuff. Amen. Maybe not. But listen, be careful. Just be careful today. All right? The enemies on the wall, Paris, here and there. Here and there. And he has no respect of persons. He don't care about you. See, you may be one of them races. You may care. You don't want to be bothered with no black people, and the black people don't want to be bothered with the white people, and the white people don't want to be bothered with the Asians, and the Asians don't want to be bothered with the Chinese, and the Chinese don't want to be bothered with the Vietnamese. And, oh, we got a whole line there. And you want to get out there in it. Huh? You want to get out there in it. You don't want to stay home. I haven't been home long enough. Well, that's your home. You know, you ought to want to stay in it. Praise God. You bought it. You ought to want to stay in it. And see, we're doing all these things to keep from serving God. And when it come down to serving God, you done got to, well, I ain't used to going to church now. So, well, you wasn't used to going for a shutdown. You see, all these things you coming about with now.
Yes.
See, and that ain't right. You need to think about that, huh? What is right? What should you do? You know, how about serving the Lord? Praying, you know, praying. He going to take care of you, but you got to pray. But you got another group over here, they don't know who they belong to. And so what are they doing? Telling you God ain't real and ain't no God, and that God you serve ain't this and ain't that. You know, that is just sickening. You know, sickening. Okay? You should do what? All right, rise up. Say, I ain't taking no more of this junk. Oh, God, and I'm going to pray until I tear your kingdom down, devil. Tell the devil you're going to pray to bring that kingdom down. Okay? You know, we used to sing that song, too, you know. But we don't even sing that no more because we want to join his kingdom. We don't want to tear it down. We want to help build it up. Now, we done leave God's kingdom, going to the devil kingdom to help build it up. You're a little backward, aren't you? My God. You done got off the track real, real. They done moved the track too, huh? My goodness. How can you get so far off from God? I can see people backsliding, but you ain't even sliding. You just done ran. You ain't sliding. You ran right on through. Get to hurry up and get out. Let me hurry up and get out of this. You know, and that's the place you ought to be, the very place that make you uncomfortable. You hear what I'm saying? I ain't preaching today. I'm not preaching today, but I'm just giving you little tips, you know. Everybody want to get out. Well, now we see the Bible coming to pass. You say it ain't real, but you look at that scripture that tells you about, you know, there's going to be a great falling away before he comes. They ain't falling, they running. They running fast, just like sprint runners. They leaving fast from the word of God. Well, I don't like them. They always preach it on you. You need preaching on, you see. You need to do what? Get your life in order. And if the preacher's preaching about you getting your life in order, ain't no sense in you arguing about it. Do something about it. Make a change. But no, you want to leave because they preaching on you. Like you the only one in the world doing the same thing.
Right now.
They just got you because you right there to hit. Now, when you get down the road and you tell them, say, they said, why you left that church? Well, I left because they were talking about you. Well, what was they saying about you? And then you tell them what they were saying about you, and then they needed the same word because you gave it to them. Now, you see, you transferred it on. God still used you, didn't he? They get somebody else told about what their life was like. Nobody wants to hear today, you know. But everybody want God. They want their God, their kind of God. I'm going to call it the no-name God. You know them gods that all them people used to serve before? Ain't got no name. And I was reading in a book one time that, let's see, some nations, some people got 600 gods. I said, well, which one they going to listen to? They got 600 gods. That's a lot of gods, ain't it? They must be make gods up as they go along. That's probably what they do. You see what I'm saying? Do you want that kind of stuff, that kind of confusion? No. You don't want all that confused. You confused enough. You know, with your family. Your family got you confused. So why do you want to have 600 gods? Don't make sense. All that kind of thing. You ain't going to pay no attention to none of them. Okay? That's where it is. Okay? That's where it is. I was just talking, you know, today, you know, because I'm just giving a little dialogue before the speaker comes today. Yes, our very own little darling, the little darling. Yes, Diane, Miss D. Yeah. Yeah, we gonna let her say her little whatever she wanna say and all. We ain't trying to tell her what to say, but we just going to listen to what she say. You see what I'm saying? I like to know what have she learned with me all these years personally. That's me. Okay? So we going to let her go, you know. Yes. I was just giving you a little dialogue so she don't be overwhelmed. She don't be overwhelmed. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, we just don't. And let me tell you, you should know, she always got somebody to take over. Bishop, he'll take over. She can't. She get a little somewhere, you know, in there. She gets stuck or something. If she gets stuck, but she pretty cool. She don't usually get stuck. She don't. She usually have enough in there, you know. She don't have to get stuck. You see what I'm saying? See, God raising up people now.
Amen.
You know, for those ones that's running off, getting in them another God. See, they done going out and found them another God. You know, but she's going to preach nothing but Jesus and him crucified. That's who she gonna be. When she stop doing that, then she gone too. See what I'm saying? Yeah. You say that's some strong. That's the strong. That's some strong talk. Well, no, that's the truth. Okay. Why am I gonna put myself in jeopardy of losing my life with God? Going up with a devil that ain't got no life and can't even make no life. I want to be with the God that make life and provide life give me all the life I got. Do you see? That's the God I want to be with. Oh, yeah. He done made everything, and he made the devil. See? The devil know God made him. Where he think he came from?
Okay,
he got y'all thinking that he got all the power. God ain't got the power. And you crazy enough to believe it. Shame, shame on you. Shame, shame on you. But anyway, praise the Lord. I just was giving just a little talk with you a little bit. Just a little bit. That's all. I ain't preaching today. So I'm just giving you a little talk. So she can be ready, you know. She'll be ready for y'all. And get your friends now. Get your enemies. Get them all. And I don't know what she's going to talk about. Don't ask me. I can't tell you. Okay? I didn't give her no subject or anything. I told her I'm just giving it to you to do today. Yes, this is the last Wednesday in the month. So, you got it. Hey, hey, hey. Hallelujah. Ain't God good? God, you say, my pastor don't let me do that. Well, I'm not your pastor. If I was your pastor now and you come up the bar, I'd let you do it too. You see, I'm not afraid to let you get up there, you know, and let people know what you've been taught. See what I'm talking about? Stand fast, ladies and gentlemen. Stand fast. It is so wonderful to have you with us today. Yes, there's so much going on, and so many people are just, you know, forgetting God and all. So many. I mean, every time you turn around, And we all want to play all the time. Why do we want to play? Huh? You want to be like the little kids in, you know, that, what was that name of that toy store? Used to be that went out of business.
Toys R Us.
Toys R Us. And that's what you want to say. Toys R Us. See, because you're always playing. You want to be playing. You want to go playing. You want to have fun all the time. So you're a toy to us. That's who you are. Okay? I said that. Yes, I did. Well, now listen. You don't like me anyhow, so I can say what I want to. Do you understand?
Yes, Lord.
Do you see? Well, now I'm going to give you somebody you like today. You're going to have two people you like today on this line today. But I was just talking to you, trying to get you to pay attention. Be aware. Hear what I'm saying? To be aware and pay attention. Because life is not in the norm like you think it is. You want it to be. You know, you got all these people. Want life to be like it used to be. Didn't you know that same Bible you don't want to read, that same Bible you don't want to believe? Didn't you know it told you these things was going to happen? Well, now you should have been watching. Huh? Instead of playing, you should have been watching. That's all I'm saying. Hey, okay. And when I told you to watch, you said I was crazy. Yes, I am. I am. I am so crazy about Jesus. Lord, I wish I was a little bit crazy about him. I want to be more so, you know, about Jesus. That's what I'm trying to get there now. I'm trying to get there. Oh, yeah. Don't want to jump off the rail either. Nah. Praise God. But I thank God for you. And this sister going to talk to us today and everything, and yes, she's going to talk to us today. She's going to give us some good nuggets. Do you believe that? Did you call anybody? You ain't called nobody yet? Wow. why you don't, well, text them. Text them while you on there. Text them. Give them the number. Give them the number if they don't have it. Connect them, your phone with theirs, however you want to do it, okay? Would you do that? Now, remember now, God going to bless you. He's still going to bless you regardless. He rain on the just and the unjust, okay? He going to rain on you, too. I know you don't want to hear that rain stuff. Well, I know we don't because we getting plenty of that. And it's going to rain again today, you know. And they promised us 2 weeks of rain. My. Isn't that wonderful? But that's good for the grass and the trees and for us, maybe to cool off too a little bit. But anyway, praise God. God do what he want to. Amen. Now, I want you done called them. Okay, now. You got just a few minutes time to you call them or text them. Now, be an evangelist today. Don't you want to be a servant of God? Well, do something. Call the people, text them. Tell them whatever. Come on out the grocery store. Getting the food, talking about you going to have a picnic. Come on out the grocery store now. And talk. Come on, talk. Come on and listen. You know, just listen. You know, or either put your little thing in your ear, your little Bluetooth in your ear. Put your Bluetooth in your ear so you can hear the word. I'll take that too. Okay? Would you do that? While you're walking around. Okay. All right, now I'm waiting for you now for you to call the people. Now here she is, none other than our own prayer warrior, intercessor prayer, and you know, she's a jolly old girl, you know, and all, and she loves to do things and serve people also. She's a good person, she likes to do for people, you know, and all. And don't you like that? I like that. Praise God. We're going to give to you none other than our own. Our own. She's ours. I know. You ain't supposed to own nobody else. I know. But she's our own. Sister Diane.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Good. That's good. That's hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank Lord for all that he's doing this day, Lord Father. I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity right now. I ask, oh God, that you decrease me, Lord Father, as you increase in me. Heavenly Father, I give honor to my apostle, my bishop, my pastor, Sharon and George, most of all for you, Lord Father. We thank you. I thank you. I glorify and magnify. Father, I ask that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you, Lord Father. Father, as I open my mouth, Lord Father, I ask that you speak, Lord Father. Have your way, Lord Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Well, you know... I'm going to come before you today with three words. Trust, praise, and believe. Now, for Bible study, we've been talking about stress. And just happened one day in the bathroom, and I looked at my decorative towels in the bathroom, and that's exactly what it says. In order, trust, praise, believe. So, the meaning for trust says assured reliance on the character, ability, strength, or truth of someone or something. one in which confidence is placed, a charge or duty imposed in faith or confidence, or as a condition of some relationship to place confidence. That's trust. Praise is to proclaim the glory of, to express a favorable judgment of, to glorify especially by the attribution of perfection, to express praise. And believe, to consider to be true or honest, to accept the word or evidence of, to have a firm or wholehearted religious conviction or persuasion, to regard the existence of God as a fact. That's trust, praise, and belief. Now, God wants us to trust in Him no matter what it is that we're going through. Trust in Him because He said He will never leave us nor forsake us. We have scriptures that we can say that He gave us, not just to say, but to believe in what we're saying, trusting in God Almighty because He is our Creator and there is no other but Him. And while we're trusting Him as we go through, He wants us to praise Him as well, glorify His name. See, when I came into this ministry, I learned that praise confused the enemy. See, when the enemy doing its best to get you down, take you out of God, when you praising God, as they doing this, and you praising God, they want to know, is it working or is it not working? They don't even know. Because no matter what, you're praising God. You're going to praise Him for His shield of protection. You're going to praise Him when the enemy comes in like a flood. He's going to lift up a standard against him. You're going to praise Him. And as you're praising Him, you're trusting Him. And guess what? You're going to believe. You're going to believe what you're saying, not just saying it just to say it. God give you the power. I'm going to come to you first from Psalms 37. It say, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and withered as the green herb. Listen now. Verse 3 say, trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in thy Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Hear what He said? He will bring it to pass. Your desires, anything that you need, He is right there if you trust Him. Say, and He shall bring forth thy righteous as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord they shall inherit the earth. Trust in the Lord. No matter what you're going through, what heartache you're going through, you might have issues on the job. You may have issues in your family, in your household. Trust in the Lord. We have something that we say. We salute the divinity of God in that person and send them love. You're speaking to the God in them. You salute the divinity of God in them, and you call their name and send them love, not hate, love, because God is love. Remember that. God is love. That's one of his attributes. God is love. In Psalms 118, verse 8 and 9, it says, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put your confidence in princes." When God say he's going to do something, he is going to do it. He cannot lie, and his word will not return to him void. It may not come how you expecting it to be, but trust and believe it will happen. If we can trust, a lot of people can't trust in God because they say they don't see God. Well, guess what? If you look at someone and see the light in someone, you know that is God. They're showing forth the love and every attribute of God. That is him within us, because you say greater, that is he that is in us than in the world. So where is he? He is in us. He is in all of us if we can accept him, if we can trust and believe him, if we can come out of the world and come into him. We are first spirit being. This is just a shell that we're in. That's why we go back to the dust. But the spirit goes back. Trust today, and while you're trusting him, I tell you, praise him. Praise him today. God loves when we praise him. And the highest praise is hallelujah. You may be tired, and you just give him a wave offering. Thank you, Lord. You may not be able to speak, but in your heart, you're speaking to him. You're praising him. You give him honor. You give him glory. You thank him for just being there. You thank him for life. Thank him for all that he have done for you, doing for you, and about to do for you. Not just you, but look at your loved ones today. Those that was in an accident, and you know it's nobody but God that kept them. I have a cousin that got hit by an 18-wheeler truck. Flip her vehicle multiple times. Multiple times. And land upright on the four wheels. Nobody but God. And when she told me that, I said, girl, if you don't have a church, you need to find one. She got bruised, yes. But she, most of all, she have life. she have life. I say you need to praise God because it was nobody but God. Nobody but God. You don't leave your house without praying and thanking God for keeping you, asking him to keep you. Dispatch your warring and minister angels to go before you. Shield and protect you. Do you all do that today? Are you trusting God to keep you in this day? Because you all know how much the world changes on a daily basis and more so rapidly. There is so much killing that is going on today. The enemy is on his assignment. Are you on your assignment today? Are you praising God? Are you trusting God? Are you even believing that there is a God and he is bigger than anything that you're going through today? Are you doing that today? You ought to praise God. Never, ever leave your house without praying. Covering your loved ones under the blood. There is no guarantee that they will come back home. But you speak life and you pray and you trust and you believe God that he will bring them back home. But we take stuff for granted today. As they always say in church, you trust that that chair, that pew is going to hold you when you sit down. But you know what? It ain't no guarantee because you don't even know if, we call it wood lice. I don't know what they call it. I don't know. You know, either the wood from the inside that you can't see it and you sit down and you may think it's sturdy and here we go, you fall on the ground. But you was trusting that that wood going to hold you up because it hold up so many people. But you go and sit down and you was the straw that broke the camel back and it went down. And if you don't want, go sit in one of your office chairs. You don't even know if that screw is screwing all the way. You don't know if one of your enemies tampered with your chair. But you trust in that when you plop down, because some people just plop down, you trust in that that chair going to hold you. No, ain't no guarantee. Your guarantee is in God. When he say he'll never leave you nor forsake you, exactly what he means. He will never leave you nor forsake you. We serve an awesome and powerful God. He created us. We're going to go over to Psalm 71. It say, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Let me never be put to confusion. You plead the blood of Jesus over your mind. Over your mind. Say, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Remember, we are first spirit being. The devil, as we call him. Let me tell you. He is not flesh and blood. He got to come into you to use you. Those are the doors that you allow open, the room that you have for rent inside. And he comes in. The battle is in your mind. Whether to do good, whether to do bad. Now, you know, God ain't going to tell you to do anything wrong. So you don't have to say, God, is this you? If he tells you to sow a seed, or if he tell you to bless someone, if he tell you to go and spend some time with someone because they are sick, you don't know what it is that he wants to use you for. But you can say, God, is that you? You know, that person don't like me. Or this sick and I don't want to. No, Lord. He may be using you to lay hands on that person. Bishop, who, it ain't coming to my mind right now. Who was it that God sent to Paul to touch his eyes?
Ananias.
Ananias didn't want to go. He didn't want to go because he know who Paul was. He knows all what Paul did. Would you go? Now you're going to be saying, Lord, you sure that's you? But listen, this is how you know it's him. Because he is sending him to Paul to heal him. Touch his eyes. Take the scales off his eyes. Touch him. Lay hands. The devil going to tell you to do that? He ain't going to tell you to do that. Trust God. Trust in him. You may be going through the smallest of things. Sickness. Trust God. He say, by his stripes, we are healed. Healing is the children's bread. We can look in the Bible. I was taught, you know, you sick. You go through the Bible and look for all the healing scriptures. Write them down. Say it till you believe it, till you receive it. You don't know how to do that? Let me tell you. You have a concordance. Some have it in the front of their Bible. Some have it in the back of the Bible. Look for healing. And with healing, you're going to see all the scriptures. Pick them out. Pick whichever one suits you till it will come to your remembrance as you say it daily. As you say it daily, you say it. You may be going through anger issues. Look in your concordance. That's how you look up stuff. Look in that concordance. Read. And for those of you that don't want to read, it has the Bible app. It will speak to you. You know, it has the Bible on tape, Bible on CD, Bible on DVD. You know, you got the Bible. You're walking around. Everybody walk around with their phone. Down to the very little children and all have phones. Go to the Bible app. Download it. It gives you Bible verses a day that you can read. Get that relationship with God. Begin to talk to him just like I'm talking to you. You can talk to him. That's the privilege we have today. Back in Abraham them days and, you know, those of old, they went to the priest to have their sins forgiven. Do you know what it is to wait for a whole year? You better pray you don't die within that year, you know. I mean, we have God right there that we can go to him. We can go to him But all we want to do is utilize God for gimme, 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 gimme. I want this. I need this. Is always what you need. What about what God wants for us? He wants us to preach the gospel. He wants us to encourage love, show forth peace. But we will never ask God, Lord, what can we do for you today? Can you use me today? We won't do that. We won't do that. Why? Because, as I say, me, myself, and I, or my family, you know, just trusting in them alone. No. Let's learn to trust in God. Let's learn to trust in God. I tell you, I know you all say, I'm talking about trust, praise, and believe. Listen, I have been through, and it was nobody but God. And even at times when you don't feel like praising him, and you're just sitting down, and sometimes you're just crying because why? You focus on what it is that you're dealing with, that you're going through. That's what you do. That's where you're focusing on. And that's the enemy's job. To keep your focus there, take your mind off of God. That's the enemy's job. And you know what? Sometimes we allow the enemy. We allow the enemy to do that. You know that? We allow the enemy to do that. But we serve an awesome God. Amen. We serve a powerful God.
Yeah. Come on, preach. Talk about.
We just need to grab hold, trust, and believe in him. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go over to Psalms 34.
Talk about.
It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Like I say, that verse right there, do we do it all the time? No. Why? Because we allow the enemy to stop us from praising God. We allow the enemy to distract us. He do not care who he use. He will use your husband, your wife, your children, your family member, a situation on your job, anything. He doesn't care. To stop you from praising. And all somebody have to do is see that you're happy. Despite all that you're going through, you still praising God. Why? Because you're praising God for your breakthrough. You learn that when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Let me tell you something. I used to drive motor coaches. And one time, they let me go from the job. Let me tell you how good God is. Okay? We have logbooks. So you have to log everything. That's a legal binding document. Believe that. Okay? You will go to jail if your logbook ain't straight. You will get fined. Okay? And I'm not talking no little cheap fine either. But God. All I'm going to say is but God. And they told me to let me go because I was tailgating. They saw me tailgating. So I'm like, saw me tailgating. Okay, they let me go. This was on a Friday. They let me go. That very Friday, someone invited me to come to church. Now, it wasn't this ministry. I wasn't in this ministry yet. And when I went to church, they had a revival, and Ron Canole was there. And, you know, he was talking, and he said, you know what, y'all need to stand on your feet. Y'all need to praise God. You know that when you're praising God in here, he is working it out for you out there. And I praise God. I was praising God. And hearing that, all I say is thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I had a Jesus-filled time, as they say, in that revival. When I went home the next day, I got a phone call from one of my coworkers, because I used to drive for Disney Cruise Line. And we drove together. So she called me in. She passed now. And she said, Diane, tell me what I heard is not true. I say, what you heard? And she told me. I said, yeah, it's true. But before I even got that phone call, you hear me tell you, I praise God, I went home. What came to me was, check your log book. Go back to your log book. And when she called me and she said the same thing, she said, did you check your logbook? Now, I know now that was confirmation. Hear me. I know now that's confirmation. Okay? So I went back and I checked my logbook. Now, where I was at that time, because they will tell you the time that they saw you tailgating and the place that they saw you tailgating. At that time, I was sitting on Disney property at the wedding pavilion with about 100 other buses. Okay? Now, where they say they saw me was on the 528. And where they say, ain't no way on God's green earth a car could have been parked on the side because of the overpass that it had. No way. But God. But God. And I'm saying this because I knew it was nobody but God. And they can't do nothing nor get rid of you before God's timing. Okay? And the Monday, bright and early, I was right there at the job with my logbook. Now, the logbook is two pages. One is your copy that stays in your logbook, and the other one goes to the company. So they have a copy of your logs. Let me tell you, when I went in to the man, and I'm going to tell you, he was prejudiced, and Diane didn't care. And I went in, and I said, good morning. I'm here to show you my logbook because you all let me go and say I was tailgating. But if you look at my logbook, at the specific time that you all say that you saw me tailgating, I was sitting on Disney property. And he looked at me, and he was red. He was red because you know what? When they say God gave you the power and the authority, even when you don't know and not in Christ like you're supposed to be in Christ, he still got you. He still got you. okay? And let me tell you, he told me, oh, well, you have to go up to the main office. You have to go talk to safety. And, yeah, I'm going to say the company. I used to work for Mears. So when I went up there, I'm good now. They know me. I will come in, I do my job, and I leave. Right is right, wrong is wrong. So when I went in, oh, yeah, you speak to one of the big men. Yeah, I had one of the mayors, them right in there, in with safety. And when they came, when I came in, and I present to them, I said, this is my logbook. I say, you all said that I was tailgating at this time at this place. But my logbook states that I was sitting on Disney property with over 100 other buses. Okay? They look at me. I look at them. Because my intention, I tell them, I would walk right out of there and into an attorney's office. Trust and believe. Trust and believe. Mayors would have been a little peace of mind that day, if not all of it. I'll tell you that much. Okay? So he's looking at me. I said to him, I said, you all have the white copy. It's no way that I can change my logbook. Because it's carbon. It's no way I can change my logbook without that paper that you have. So you can go and you can get the paper and you can see. Because whenever you have downtime, you have to put the downtime and where you're at. No questions asked. Okay? So he's going to look at me. One of the mayors is going to look at me and he's going to say, well, if you want your job back, you can get it. I say, if I want my job back, you have to give me my job back. Not if I want my job back. I say, I will walk out of here. And I will earn peace of mayors, if not all of it, today. Don't let the color or the gender fool you now. Okay? But God. When you know you're in the right, you can stand and God got your back. He got you. This is what I'm trying to tell you. Imagine if I probably didn't even go to that revival, you know. I was just praising. I forgot about me not Eve, that they fire me and all of that stuff. And let me tell you the change that they made now. Because that's the first time they say that they see you tailgate, you fired. And I could understand tailgating. I would fire you too, especially if I'm driving a big vehicle. Okay? People understand those buses and those trucks do not stop on a dime. Praise God. Okay, if you get away from one. Praise God if you live through one because it's nobody but God. I'm telling you about praises. I'm telling you about trusting in God. I'm telling you about believing in God today. And yes, I did get my job back. Not if I want my job. They had to give me my job back. Ain't no loophole, no nothing that they can find or justify for me not being there. I wasn't late. I don't call out. I don't be rude. So, you know, you can't even stack none of that against me. I do what I have to do, and I leave. And then they change their rules. So the first time they catch you tailgating, that's a verbal warning. The second time they catch you tailgating, that's a written warning. The next time they catch you tailgating, you are fired. So imagine if I had just sit down and do nothing. You know how much people just walk away? You know, no. But God. But God. So when it says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. I thank God. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him today. Even when you don't feel like it. Even when you don't feel like it, praise him. Put on some music. Get in that quiet place. And you know what I also learned? Don't allow no one to change your atmosphere. Don't allow no one to change your atmosphere. Especially, you know, you enjoying your music, you pray. Don't allow no one to come in and disrupt your atmosphere. I'm going to tell you another testimony. Just driving. I take people to dialysis, you know, take them to their appointments. You know, you encounter a lot of people. When you're driving vehicles, you got, you know, buses and trucks, you have to do your pre-trip. And I would always, I learned well from my apostle, anoint. You walk around and you pray. Every morning, I would anoint my hands. I would walk around my bus as I do in my pre-trip and pray. I go in the bus. I touch every seat. I touch every seat belt. Walk up and down my bus praying. Asking God for whatever it is that person may be going through, that they may find peace, comfort, heal them, deliver them, those that need him, accept him. That's what I used to do. And one person, boy, I tell you, I went and I picked them up, and they was in a bad mood. And me, I try to make them, you know, get out of the funk that they're in. And I said, you know, I always had my gospel music playing, and I would say, you don't want to come on my bus because you don't want to hear my music? Call for another bus because I'm not turning my music off and I'm not changing it. This is the atmosphere I set in my bus. And when they came, they was in a motorized chair. So, you know, I'm talking and there's like, oh, I'm going to curse today. I just feel like cussing. I said, not today, devil, not on this bus. I prayed you're not going to change the atmosphere in my bus. Not today. I will leave you right here. Just so I tell them, I will leave them right here. You will not come on my bus, disrupt the atmosphere in my bus. Not today. The blood, not today. And this is what you have to do. Even in your own household, this is what you have to do. Take it back. Take your house back. Are you bold enough? Can you stand today and know that God has your back? Can you? I tell you, God, if God is for us, who can be against us? Who? Psalms 148 says, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. This It's nothing but praise. David was praising. As much war that he fight, he had to praise God. He had to trust God. He had to believe that God would never leave him nor forsake him. He prays. He prays him. He believe him today. He believe him. How much of us can say today that we believe God? We believe God for our healing. We speaking it, so we believe in it. We receiving it. We trusting in him. How much can say that? Trusting and believing is having faith in God. How much of us can say that today? Oh, we just so caught up in, you know, our situation and what it is that we're going through, what it is that we're dealing with today. Praise God. Praise God. Look at all this COVID and, you know, suicide and killing and gross. No place is like it's safe to you. And you're not going to pray? Are you not going to praise God? Are you not going to trust and believe that God can keep you in the ark of safety? You see how much people leave here last year because of COVID. And you're going to see many more leave here because of COVID. But thank God that he didn't bring it near your dwelling. And if he bring it to you, thank God that you came through it. Can you do that today? Or you're busy cussing God and say, why you let this happen to me? God could tell you, I send my son. You think you can take anything that he took? And he walked this earth without sin. And we here, and we can't even do it. Our very thoughts alone get us in trouble. But do we ask God to forgive us for our thoughts, our deeds, our actions, knowingly and unknowingly? Do we ask? I know I do. I could only speak for me. I trust that you all do too. Because if you don't, I don't know what to say. But for me, I'm going to ask for forgiveness, because when I lay my head down, if I don't wake up, I'm good. God, no. At least I didn't went down cussing, mad, and all that. But pray before you go to sleep. Pray when you wake up and thank God for waking you up. Thank him for waking you up. And listen, we go over into Acts 16, and it says, verse 23, and when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's band were loose. And the keeper of the prison awakened out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried out a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Hear what he said.
Save him. Okay?
Have mercy, O Lord. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? He knew that his life was on the line if they had left that prison. But God, and look how it take him to ask the question, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. Hear what he said? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. As Bishop does say, not Sun Young Moon, not Joseph Smith, not Harry Krishna, not Muhammad, not none of them, but the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe. Believe. Believe the word that you're saying. Believe the prayer that you're praying. Believe today. It's a faith without works is dead.
Yeah.
How could you be praying for something? How could you be praying for something and don't believe in what you're praying for or who you're praying to and expect it to come to pass? That's when you're going to say, oh, there ain't no God.
Bring it home.
But you didn't believe.
Yeah.
You didn't trust.
Mm-hmm.
You want others to believe and trust for you. You can believe and you can trust for yourself. You can believe, you can trust as you join hands together with others. So where there is unity, there is strength. But no, we want to be on me, myself, and I can pray by myself. You're going through something. I don't want nobody to know what I'm going through. Y'all are crazy. Because that's the opportunity for the enemy to really get you. Because when he gets you by yourself, oh, it's all done and over with. That's like an abusive man or woman, because, yes, they do have abusive women. When you have an abusive person, what do? They do their best to isolate you from friends, family, job, everything. They isolate you. And when they isolate you, they can do whatever they want to you. So what do you think the enemy does? The enemy does the same thing. But God, for those of you that going through and think that Jesus is not merciful, he's not loving, let me tell you, the God that you serve is loving, merciful, forgiving, a God of many chances. He said long-suffering. We don't know how long is his long-suffering for each of us, but we don't want to know that either. Know that he is long-suffering, and know that when you mess up, you can come to him. Repent. Come to him and repent and get back in his good standings. I thank God for the teaching. I thank God. You hear apostles say, what did God say about it before you do it? And yep, she had cups, bags, T-shirt. Yep, she had it. What did God say about it? Before I came into this ministry, let me tell you, I went to Catholic Church, Seventh Day. I mean, you name it. I was just trying everything. I wanted to find a church that I can grow and learn more. And when I got invited to come to church by Pastor Sharon, because we worked together, and she invited me, let me tell you, I ain't just saying this just to say this, But when I walk in there, you could have felt the love. You could have felt the love. I know I was home. I know I was home. I didn't care who talk about me, you know, and trust me, your very own family will talk about you. I don't care. And I was married at the time, and you know, the Bible say that where the husband go, the wife supposed to go.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to tell you all, this is what I said. I say, if you want to go, you can go, but this is where I stay.
Amen.
This is where I stay. I know where I'm at. I know who my apostle is. I know the life that she live in. She lived the word. She preached the word. She lived by what she preached. As you can tell, I'm no longer married, right? Okay. Not to him, right? Okay. Let me tell you. My mother, my father, my brother, my sister, my husband, my friend, nobody gonna cause me to go to hell. If I can go to hell, let me go by myself. I don't need nobody to take me there. I'm sorry. I know I just went, you know. Forgive me. I just thank God. I thank God. I thank God. That's all I'm going to say. I thank God for his many acts of kindness towards me, towards my family. And, you know, I just realized in the time, and I didn't know I was talking so much. I didn't know I was talking so much, but let me tell you, God is good. God is good. Allow the Holy Spirit to work in you today. If you take nothing today, please know that God is a merciful, loving, and forgiving God. Know there is nothing that you have done that he won't forgive you for. Turn today. Repent. No day is promised to us. Every day is a gift. Trust and believe that every day is a gift for us. Ask God to come into your life today. Give your heart, your life, your mind, your full being to God today. I thank God for this opportunity to come before you. May you all be blessed by the word. Share it with somebody today that you know that is probably going through, you know, that needs to hear an encouraging word. Every man and woman that come on this broadcast, speak what does say the Lord. Encourage. Prepare. Tell someone today that God loves them. So tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that calling number is 347-857-3925. That's tomorrow. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying.
Worrying how the story ends.
When I let go.
I let go.
And I let
God.
Let him have.
Let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
Start happening. I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go.
I let go.
And I let
let
him have. There's so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way. And oftentimes I struggle. Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is,
I can let go,
I let go, and
I can let God,
let
him have. And let God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.
God.
We're the only one with the answer.
Let go.
Yes, let God.